the ABCs and 123s of your TSP with your retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
Welcome back here with a retirement professor, Winter Troxell on WMAL. Flashback to 1981. You'll probably remember turning that one up. The Police. Every little thing she does is magic. Fun fact for you here this weekend, too. Sting recently turned 65 years old. So happy birthday to him. But when you get into your late 60s, you're approaching 70. You have to start thinking about some new and different things in retirement, Winter. And USA Today says nearly 1.5 million baby boomers, the very first, will actually have to start taking required minimum distributions by the end of this year. So they're up against a deadline. Do you have any federal retirees in this group, Winter? And then what do we really need to know, especially when it comes to RMDs and our TSPs?
Well, what is a required minimum distribution?
Let's start there, please.
Yeah. Required.
We don't like that word.
No, I hate that word. What does that mean? Required minimum distribution means that you have to take a withdrawal out of your retirement account. Now, why would the government care whether you're spending your money? That doesn't make any sense to me, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. Why would they care?
I hope you have the answer for us.
They care because when you take money out of a deferred retirement account, including the TSP, including IRAs, most 401ks, 403bs, it triggers a tax. Mm. And so what it really should be called is the minimum required tax.
Okay.
But we'll leave it at required minimum distributions.
Better,
we'll
right?
leave it there. It does sound a little bit better. But what you have to know is if you have a retirement account, the government's going to force your hand in when you take money out of that account once you hit age 70 and a half. So you need to have a plan for it. You need to have a strategy for it. And for TSP folks, you need to know that that's also your deadline. That's right. You have a deadline. Write it down. Put it in your PDA. Do they call it PDAs anymore?
I don't think they do.
They just say iPhones.
That's so 10 years ago, Winter.
That is so I'm sorry. But hey, if you're listening, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
So let's just put it in your iPhone or your Android and mark the date when you turn 70 and a half, because that's when the TSP is going to come to your doorstep. They're going to knock on the door and they're going to say, Mr. and Mrs. Federal Employee, thank you so much for your service. We appreciate it. Now get out of here. Now, that doesn't happen that way. Here's how it really happens. And I promise you, don't worry. I don't want you to have nightmares. No one from OPM is going to come to your front door. I was kidding. What's going to happen? You're going to get a letter from TSP when you turn 70 and a half. And the letter's going to be one of the best letters you ever received because it's going to have a check attached to it.
Ooh.
And it's going to say, Mr. and Mrs. Federal Employee, Mr. or Mrs. Federal Employee, congratulations, you've hit 70 and a half. And your first required minimum distribution is attached to this letter.
Nice.
Enjoy. Deposit as you see fit. Don't worry, we've already deducted the taxes, or you'll have to pay taxes, but we'll worry about that later. Mm-hmm. There's something else we want you to know. Age 70 and a half is the deadline for which you have to make a choice on TSP, and all of the choices involve removing yourself in some way, shape, or form from the thrift savings plan. So the RMD not only is required of you, but if you have the TSP, it also becomes the deadline for which you need to make a choice on what would you do with the TSP, because leaving it in the TSP and accumulating it or leaving it alone untouched is not an option. The federal government will no longer calculate your RMDs and will not allow you to sit still with your account from that point forward. So if you're out there, if you're a federal employee, know that, hey, you can leave your TSP alone. You can leave it stand still if you don't need it for retirement initially. But by 70 and a half, you have to have a strategy, a game plan for the thrift savings account. If you're listening out there, you don't have a TSP, you're dealing with an IRA or 401k, you want to know that RMDs are coming your way. You want to know how much they're going to be and how they'll impact your taxes. You know, I learned just the other day that you can pay more in Medicare tax if you have too much income, ordinary income. Did you know that, Jennifer?
I had no idea. No.
So Congress passed just a few years ago, they passed legislation that if your adjusted gross income is too high, that you would have an extra 3.8% tax on your interest and dividends from your investment accounts in retirement.
Wow.
That's right. So RMDs increase your income. If you have Social Security, a pension, other withdrawals, you have a spouse who has the same thing. The last thing we want is for your RMDs to push your income above certain tax thresholds so that you pay not only higher tax, but extra taxes.
Oh, boy.
So plan ahead and know exactly how to deal with your situation from a tax perspective and take control of your own distributions.
All right. Right. And the time to do that is before you actually reach that deadline of 70 and a half. And again, it's an important deadline for two different reasons for you federal retirees. So if you'd like to start that planning process, ask your questions about those RMDs, give us a call today. We're going to keep the phone lines open for a few minutes here after the show so you can sign up for your own complimentary federal benefits review at 301-850-0683. And again, if you'd like a copy of Winter's article for Fortune.com on your TSP options at retirement, give us a call at that same number. We're happy to email that out to you today at 301-850-0683. Of course, you can always do your homework online to retirementprofessorradio.com, and we invite you back for more lessons right here next Saturday with the Retirement Professor Winter Troxell on WMAL.
Go live a great financial life.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.